views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome. My name is Brenda Fine, and you are tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. This is Connections Radio Show on the Dr. Pat Show. I'm filling in for Dr. Pat today. I don't know if I am or not. Actually, no, I'm not. It's just me. Oh, hey, it's my day. This is my first show of 2015. So welcome to everyone. This is going to be a spectacular year. So I would like to dedicate this first show of 2015 to let's begin with being grateful, and so we're going to be off to a grateful start, and that's grateful with an 8 based on the year's vibration, off to a grateful start this year. So this show is all going to be about you, and what do you have coming in your future that you're going to be super grateful for, let me tell you. So we're going to open the phone lines, and you can call in, and we'll do a little mini read. We'll talk about what's going to happen for everyone in this next year coming, and it's just going to be spectacular. So, hello, Benny.
Hiya, Brenda. How are you this new year?
I am fantabulous. How are you, dear?
Excellent, as always. And my intentions are well underway, and I hope I stick to them, which I'm pretty good about it. So,
awesome.
Just as future thinking for myself. I have to.
That's wonderful. You know, it's important that we have goals.
Mm-hmm.
It's important that we have things to look forward to and things to work on with ourselves. Growth is absolutely, absolutely imperative. And the only way for us to really get to where we're going is through growth. So
exactly.
This year is huge.
Yep.
For growth.
And goals within reason. You know what I mean? Like, let's say you want to lose some weight. It's always a hot topic and a big one for the new year. Make it within reason. Like, maybe start out like it's simple, small, 5 pounds. Not like I'm going to lose 25 pounds. I mean, that's like really? Can you do that quick? No, probably not. But you can work your way up to it.
Pressure.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right? Yeah. So I think that's an excellent point to make, that, you know, mm-hmm. start small and just go for increments that are achievable.
There you go.
And realistic in a sense to yourself,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep,
you've
yep.
got to believe it in order for it to happen. And if there's no grain of belief there, then you're going to have an awful time, trying to get yourself into that space.
Right.
So that's excellent, right? 5 pounds here or there or whatever. And so, yeah, make them achievable. And certainly something you won't shy away from.
I hear you. 100%.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and this year is absolutely about practicality.
Ooh.
So it's great that you mentioned that because that's really what we're talking about. It's about application and practicality, recognizing what we've learned in the last year or so, and really learning to apply that to really create for ourselves in this year, because this year is truly all about abundance and magic and miracles and manifestations and just all-around success for everyone based on the fact that we have done the work and we have achieved a great deal of growth already. So it is exciting times for everyone right now, and I'm really looking forward to the year ahead. Being in the 8 vibration, I was born with a birth number of 8, so I'm totally resonating already. And as I mentioned in my previous show, I actually find that the full anchoring in of the year's energy doesn't quite feel secure to me energetically until about the equinox. And so, we have this sort of 3 months worth of time where it kind of, like rain, energetically falls into our experience and we sort of assimilate and absorb it in, and it becomes our new reality or our new world when, you know, everything is fully settled. So I do find that this 8 is already so powerful for people that the 7 of last year is really making a quick exit, a lot quicker than I'm used to, I have to say. So, that being said, 8 being so magnificent about, and magnificent about, rather, abundance and infinite supply, the infinite supply of the universe. The universe has everything and anything you could possibly want, need, or just even think about available for you this year. And everybody is going to get exactly what they've been working on. And I have to say, abundance of blessings, an abundance of just incredible, I want to call them, well, they're miracles. Every one of them is a miracle. And you know what? Let's face it. We need all the miracles we can get right now. Everything seems to be shifting in a huge way right now for people. And as we really begin to embrace this new energy that's here and the new excitement of, you know, what's coming for everyone in this year, we also recognize what's going on around us and those experiences or those events that are taking place that aren't necessarily, you know, what we want to have in the future. So we're seeing them go, and they're coming to a real kind of an eruption in some senses. But I want to say for everyone that just keep your vision on your own goals and keep your vision on your own dreams, your own wishes, and your own manifestations, because that's where your joy lies, right? It does not lie in looking outside of you and your own experience and seeing what's wrong with other things. It lies in you embracing what's truly beneficial and abundant and blessing, full of blessings in your own experience. I want to also address an issue that I've noticed is sort of kind of prevalent right now for people. It's a lot of past life release is happening for people. And I think that what we're experiencing is a great deal of the ripples, so to speak, of the let go of all that karma that everybody worked so hard to get rid of last year. Huge chunks of karma left the planet, left the atmosphere, and left people's lineages and their ancestry and all of those things. And so with that comes, you know, a wave that is, you know, indicative of that release. And so sometimes what we see is a rippling up of, or a surfacing up of things that we thought we'd let go of. And they are on their way out still. It's just memories. It's last minute details that just in needing to know what happened in that life, we can be aware and release that life along with the karma that went last year. So I trust them. I've got everybody still following me along here as we work our way into this particular show of Off to a Grateful Start. Let's see what's happening in 2015 for everyone. So I did want to mention a little bit, too, about the fact that Mercury is going retrograde. That's coming up on the 21st, which is, what, just next week, I believe. That's going to give people an opportunity to really adjust and fine-tune where they are and where they are in their creating. And I really offer people a different perspective of Mercury retrograde at this time, because I want people to know it's not about, you know, don't do anything, don't take action, don't do any of that. It's literally about just readjust your perspective, pay attention to what's going on. I always refer, I feel, rather, that Mercury retrograde energy to me is very much like the agitation in a washing machine. Stuff's moving around, you know, it's swirling here, it's swirling there, it's doing what it needs to do. And at the same time, it's not really doing anything other than just being mushed about. It gives you an opportunity to sort through, sift, and see that what you have is what you want there. Because when the time comes and Mercury goes direct again, you have an opportunity there to really finalize and fine-tune your creation at that point, you know, based on the given time frame of what's almost 2 weeks, 3 weeks rather, to, you know, to sort of speculate and to evaluate through that time. So creating, which we are all still doing and we will continue to do because that's who we are and it's what we are, it's what we're here for. Creating is really about, or creating rather through a retrograde is really about just sort of fine-tuning everything that you're doing. So paying attention to the past life notion that I had earlier, I had a moment to really tune in before the show and find out exactly what kinds of things humanity is working on with their past life issues. And what I found was it has a lot to do with money and the shifting of our thoughts about it. So we're getting ready to have a break here shortly. And when we come back, we're going to take some calls about what's in the cards for you come this next year, full of abundance and infinite supply, and your questions about money. Let's find out where you are, where you were, and where you're headed. And that's where we are going to find a great deal of excitement, because I can tell you a lot of people's magic and miracles is coming in the form of money, and that's a wonderful thing. Money gets a bit of a bad rap, so we'll talk about that too. But in and of itself, money is completely neutral, and it is wonderful. I encourage everyone to get and develop a wonderful relationship with money and money in your life, for sure. So, any calls coming in just yet, Benny?
We do, and we'll put them on hold. And if you'd like to join us and Brenda Thine, she is doing readings on Transformation Talk Radio today, filling in for Dr. Pat. We have, again, a couple calls. But if you'd like to join us, 800-930-2819 is the number, 800-930-2819. I'll get it out there. We'll be right back with more from Brenda.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference, February 12th through the 16th. This year's theme is I Am We, Hearts Connecting Communities, with special guests Jean Shinoda Bolin, healer Patty Conklin, Penny Pierce, and over 40 experiential life-changing workshops and inspiring evenings, all individually priced for you to create your unique conference. Evenings open to men. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org.
Register for a half-day workshop and bring a friend for 40% off.
Skye Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Skye has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Skye now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
The Read of a Lifetime. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Is where your garden grows. Before you think about yourself, think of someone else. It'll make you feel.
Hi, welcome back. You're listening to Connections Radio Show with Brenda Fine on Transformation Talk Radio today. We're talking about the beginning of this year, and this is our first show for 2015. We're talking about being grateful because all of the blessings and the wonderful manifestations we've been working on are coming in this year for us, oh, especially over the next 16 months, I want to say, for people. Let's elongate that a little bit beyond just the year's worth, because we have some windows of time that are going to allow some fluctuation in there as well. So I'd like to mention that the lines are open. We're going to be doing some mini readings for people to see what's in their future, all of what they get to be grateful for this year, what's coming for them. And we're going to open the lines up and allow callers to call in, and that's 1-800-930-2819 for those who are interested. And we do have a couple calls queued. So, Benny, let's have the first one.
Yeah, we'll do the number just a little slower so people can write it down if they are or driving around in their car, 800-930-2819. We'll take Susan calling in from Friday Harbor. Susan, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
We are fabulous. How are you,
Hello.
Susan?
Good. Just wanted to let you know I'm a natural 8, too.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
It's a wonderful vibration, isn't it?
Yes, isn't it, though? I'm just delighted. Just delighted. So, and plus, I'm a triple Scorpio. That's an indication.
Wow.
Yeah. Sun, Moon, Mercury.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
How can I help you today, Susan?
Oh, I'm grateful for everything, and things seem to be coming together for us, myself, my daughter, and my twin granddaughters. And I just wonder how the year looks for us.
Your year looks fabulous, I have to say. First of all, I don't know if your daughter's looking for a new job or not, or if she's looking to move back into a different, or rather into a new space with regard to something she used to do, but it doesn't do now. But as she may be looking towards going back to it, I think she's going to be very well received by a number of different avenues that way. So she'll have her pick and choose there if that's an option for her at this time. You are doing absolutely wonderful. You've done a great deal of work on yourself inside. So I really want to commend you on that because I can see that you're in new spaces now, and it took a considerable effort for you to get there. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yes, it did.
Oh,
yes, it did.
Good for you, though, have to say.
Yeah.
That, my dear, will be richly rewarded this year. You are going to have an abundance of opportunities coming your way as well. You know, you shifted your perspective, and with that, you elevated
yourself. I sure did.
Oh, good Lord, lady. I tell you, you elevated yourself into a place, that's where magic lives. That's where you are right now.
It is.
And so anywhere you go, whatever you do, you're going to ask, and it's going to come to you. It's going to come to you. So take time through the Mercury, though. Remember to fine-tune, sweetie, because along with those wonderful predictions I see people getting, you know, we want to be aware of what we're putting out there. We want to make sure we're feeling really good about it and that it's exactly what we're
looking for. Heart, mind, and soul.
Amen. Amen to that. So be open to it.
Yes.
And those two little ones are wonderful. They are absolutely wonderful. Keep them singing.
Yeah. Oh, they do. They love that.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, thank
they
you
are
so much
bombers.
For your input.
You're welcome. God bless you. And enjoy all of the wonderful synchronicities that are coming your way, too, because they'll lead you to those wonderful miracles.
No doubt about it. I have twins in my family, so it's nice to have them. And twin daughters, twin girls, that's a handful, I think, personally. mine are too, but my friend has a set of twins too, and they're girls, and he's like, you don't even know. But good luck to you, and the lines are open, 800-930-2819. If you'd like to have a little mini reading with Brenda Thine, she's the fill-in host today for Dr. Pat, 800-930-2819. We'll take Amla calling in from, looks like, Avon, Connecticut. So, Amla, welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you?
Well, thank you. How are you? Welcome.
Well, thank you. Happy 2015 to you.
And to you as well.
Yes. I actually called you the first time back in October, and I was going through some major shifting, and I recall you mentioning at the beginning of the show about karma and cleaning things up, and so I have. So I'm wondering how my 2015 is going to be.
full of everything that you worked so hard to achieve, everything that you let go in the last, I'm going to say probably 14 to 16 months for you. was definitely about just exactly that, cleaning up the mess. Because, you know, very much like, you know, if your house is full, you have nowhere for anything new to come into, right? So you've got to clean that stuff out in order for it to provide the space. And you did that in your life and in your whole, again, your perspective as well. And that, my dear, is where the richness comes in, because right there you have created, you've allowed yourself to enter into a space that is absolutely priceless. There is no amount of anything that can, you know, that can take that from you at this point either, or can buy it away from you or whatever it may be. You are in that absolute amazing space where all wealth is coming to you. It's flowing to you because you were willing to let go of a lot of things that, let's face it, you held on to for a very long time because they carried a
I was very attached. Yes,
very
absolutely.
Much sentimental and nostalgia, and they carried a great deal of different kind of worth for you. You then shifted that worth into a different place of value for yourself, and in doing so, a lot of the stuff that no longer had that meaning or that worth for you just up and left. It just up and left because it didn't have place there anymore. That's
absolutely
amazing.
Absolutely.
Good for you.
Can
and
I ask
liberated.
You about this? Yes, I do. I do feel very liberated.
So
I was just wondering about this winter. Can you just tell me, like, how to get through? I just feel the mundaneness of, you know, it's January. And even though I feel good, I'm just trying to move it along through these long winter days. They're so cold. It's so cold over here.
You're not kidding, honey. You're not kidding. I know. I'm right here in Ontario. Plus, you know, we know all about the winters, and we know about the January, February blah stuff. It is very difficult. I would definitely recommend to everybody that you incorporate some sort of a solar power into your life at this time. So whether that's working with your solar plexus chakra or, you know, investing in, you know, things like citrine, stones like citrine and stuff, and bringing them into your home, it actually activates the solar in your life. And it helps you to really bring that sunlight back in because, let's face it, you know, seasonal affect disorder, which is what a lot of people suffer from at this time of year, it's because the sun is a decreased, you know, we don't feel that same impact from it. So we need to increase that in our lives. So bringing in, you know, citrine and things like that certainly does assist in that. But working on your solar plexus chakra, you know, bringing in your own, igniting your own personal power, that's something you can do just anytime, anywhere, and just even in a few minutes. Definitely.
Oh, excellent. And
I
envisioning the color bright, sunny, sunshine yellow, you know, just bathing me. That's great. Yeah.
Bring it in, honey, and I can tell you, you work with energy very, very well. You're very attuned to vibration. I can feel that in you, and it's really about your energy and you working it. So your blessings come in the form of truth and you resonating within your own. And the way to do that is to be in your power. And that's what you're working on when you work with solar.
Yes. Yes.
You're awesome.
I'm so excited.
You
I'm
should
so
be.
Excited.
You've got crazy
Thank
opportunities
you so much.
Coming your way.
Awesome.
Amazing opportunities. I'm going to tell you, May is your month. May is a huge month for you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Get ready for it.
Get ready for it. So, yay. I'm so excited. Oh, my God. I'm jumping up and down like a little kid.
You
I'm
should
so
be.
Excited.
You know what? That's the passion I'm talking about. That's the fuel. That's the nitrous for your car that fuels those intentions, you know? That's what the universe responds to, that excitement, that feeling, whatever it is you're thinking about, that's what they're going to respond to. And they're going to give you more so you can feel excited. Now that's the gratitude that brings you what you're looking for. Excited for why, you know, what it is that you're already having, even though you're not having it yet.
Yes.
Wonderful. Yes. Excellent. Thank you so much for calling in.
Because you know what? I'm just so grateful for that reason because I've done the work on all levels. And that's what's so rewarding. I'm just so humbled and just grateful. And thank you. Thank you.
Oh, good for you, honey. And really, you know what? Be open and embrace all of the wonderful things that are headed your way because you have definitely earned them. And you never didn't deserve them, but you understand from the new perspective that you did not deserve them before, and now you're more willing to receive them, right?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Many blessings to you, Brenda.
And to you as well, my dear. God bless you.
Yeah, thanks, Umla, for calling in. Leaves a line open here at the Dr. Pat Show. Filling in today is Brenda Thine, medium and psychic, and we're giving out mini readings on the air. We have about 30 minutes left into the show. If you'd like to join us on the air, 800 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. And Brenda, do you want to take one more? Do you want to hold off? You got a little information in front of you beforehand, or?
You know what? Let's go for the break, and we'll have a little extra when we come back.
Okay, sounds good. So you are listening to Brenda Thine. She's filling in for Dr. Pat, and we'll be right back with more from her.
Good for you before you do it for yourself. Do it for someone else that makes it real.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio. And here's your tip of the day. When we choose to release the baggage that's in the way of manifesting our destiny, it doesn't mean that we have to abandon everyone. And if you think that, then you are being held by an energy that can feel extremely negative. If I ask you where you're feeling it, common places being the solar plexus or your heart space, you will notice that the joy is gone. You are withdrawing energetically, pulling back. When we came into this world, it wasn't to be miserable and to tolerate and to live according to the needs and desires of others. So choose now. What are you wanting in your life? Are you hiding behind others and their needs so you don't have to step onto your own life path? Guilt is learned. Let's undo it and get our joy back. Let's switch up the language. Join me on Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio. Or visit LeslieFontaine.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
No matter what you say, when you love someone, you will dance the night away. When you love someone, there ain't nothing.
Hi, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm filling in for Dr. Pat today. This is Brenda Thine you're listening to, and my show would be Connections Radio Show, and that's where you'd find me. Today we've been talking about the year ahead. 2015, as we have a brand new year upon us. And this is the first show for me this year. And so we are off to a grateful start. I can tell you, I was just saying to Benny, I am so grateful. I often say I am so grateful for the business of my business. And I'm thankful for that because Creator always makes sure that there is lots for me to be busy with. And that's a wonderful thing. We have some callers on the line, and we're doing mini readings today. You can call in and find out what's in the cards for you for 2015 by calling 1-800-930-2819. A little slower that time, huh, Benny?
Perfect. That's the way I like it.
Perfect. I'm getting the hang of this.
Yeah, you're doing
Once
fine.
Once I can remember to keep breathing, it is a bit of a challenge.
That's a good intention for the new year. Remember to breathe.
calm, keep calm.
There you go.
See that everywhere. Mm-hmm. So we are doing little readings here for people just to see what they're going to be grateful for in the coming year. So we have a couple of callers waiting. Let's have a little boo at what we're doing.
Yeah, we'll travel up northward from Seattle. We'll take Suzanne calling in from Whidbey, Ontario. So Suzanne, let's take your call.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling from Whidbey, Ontario, Canada.
Hi, you're just down the road from me.
I'm with Janet, actually.
Oh, are you? How lovely.
Yes. She's laughing here.
Awesome.
I have you on
welcome.
If you don't mind.
Not at all. Not at all.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
These past couple of months have been very transformational for me because I'm really getting into the law of attraction. And I started a business not quite a year ago. And I'm just kind of getting it rolling and trying to get clients and getting orders. So I'm just wondering what you see in the future for my business.
I see that you basically have started something that is extremely practical and reliable and certainly is a service that is going to do very well, I will tell you that. So good for you. It does take a little bit sometimes, doesn't it, to get things moving along. But you're already in a beautiful flow, actually. It just what you're not experiencing at the moment is the incredible, influx at one time kind of idea. It's been sort of, salt and pepper along the way. I have to say, you've had some downtime. You've had some downtime, and you really learned how to use that downtime more beneficially and more productively for yourself. Because of that, and because you applied what you had learned in the beginning and what you knew and the desire you have, like the absolute, I know this is going to go, I know this is going to work, and it's going to just fly, that desire, that passion has created a beautiful response from the universe for you. And this year for you is definitely going to be a major impact with regard to that business. One thing I will tell you is you are going to find yourself more and more committed to it, more and more committed to you. And that's mm-hmm. where it's going to come in. When you commit to you and you totally just give in to what it is that you are working on for you, that's when you will really discover that this business will just go. Do you know what I mean by that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're doing a wonderful job.
Yeah, well, I believe in my product.
Absolutely.
And so far, people have loved it.
Yep.
So I know it is a good product, and I am filling a need.
Definitely. But commit to yourself about it, too, right? You want to make sure that you're
right.
committed to you.
Yeah. Now, I have a question. This summer, I want to sell my product at farmers markets.
Right.
And I have a few in mind, but I need to pinpoint which is the best one in Durham region.
Mm.
Yeah. So I mean, I could give you a few offhand, like there's the Pickering Market, Peterborough, Port Hope, Port Perry, those kind of markets.
Yeah.
But, of course, I can't be at all of them at once.
No, you can't.
So I'm just wondering, can you kind of point me in the right direction, or is it just a matter of research?
I actually feel like combined with the research, you're going to use your navigational skills to haul you to where you need to be, to draw you to where
right.
you need to be. You know what? Port Perry is a very viable farmer's market there. I do feel there's a lot of traffic that will serve you well there. I would say a little further away from the bigger cities, just right now until you get your footing better, right? Once you get
right.
your footing better, just because it's going to swish you around a little bit, it's going to get a little overwhelming for you. You are in a beautiful position to pace yourself and to grow with momentum, and that's what you
yes.
are trying to do. So that's
yes.
what you should, yeah, that's what you'll find yourself doing. Stay closer to the smaller town for now.
Okay.
Because you never know who's walking through those small towns.
Yeah, that's
you'd be
right.
Surprised. You'd be quite surprised,
yeah.
right, at who walks through those small towns. You just let the universe work it for you. You've asked, just let them position you.
Okay.
And and then be open to what's coming. But ultimately make that commitment to yourself. I know you're doing a service and you're offering something to people into which, you know, you're putting it out there for them, and I totally get that, and I honor that, but at the same time, you want to include yourself in that because you want not just wellness for them but for yourself as well, right?
Right.
You want to keep a lot of that for yourself, a lot of wellness in there for yourself, as well as sharing it and helping others achieve it as well. But you're doing great.
Yeah.
You're doing
great. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Right on.
Okay,
thanks for calling in. Hi, Janet.
Hi.
Got a little family up there partying with you. Very
awesome.
Cool.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So let's take another call here. We have Dinah now calling in from Renton. Dinah, welcome to the show with Brenda Fine.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling in. It's lovely to have you here. Or there. How can I help you?
I was just wondering about my year.
Oh, yes, your year. Your year is wonderful. You know what? I have to say for you as well. Did you just have a birthday?
Actually, it's coming up on the 28th.
Okay, yeah, because I really feel like you're really in that birthday space right now. Oh, boy. Can I ask you how old you're going to be without telling me the age? I want you to take the digits, add them together, and bring it down to a single digit for me. So, here.
One. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's the date of my birthday. What do you want me to do again? I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
We're going to take our age. We'll add those two digits together. So I'm 43, telling everybody in the world. 43, that makes me a 7. So what are you?
3.
You're a 3. It's all about opportunity. You know what? I have to say this year is just going to be so awesome for you. You have had a few things on the back burner for quite some time, and you have been patient, which I have to say, well done for you, because that was not easy at all. But I can tell you that somewhere between July and August, a whole bunch of stuff is going to start flowing for you, and it's going to come fast. So make sure you're grounded. You've got a little bit of time left to do some work to keep yourself stable and to get yourself prepared. Trust me, the universe will make sure they line up every opportunity for you so that you're in that position and you're perfectly prepared for it. But then just wait, because it's going to be wonderful. There is so much in the way of abundance on your on your wish list, and every one of them I see is checked.
Oh, yay.
Yes, I can see it. You know what? Good things do come to those who wait.
Oh, good, because I've been waiting a long time.
I know, and some of us have been waiting, it seems like, forever. But two things I will mention, you know, that really do influence how long we end up waiting for things are divine timing and divine will.
Right.
Really important for us to recognize, you know. Ultimately, as creators, we think right on, boom, how about now? But thank God for the free will factor. Thank God for the fact that, you know, we don't have that instant manifestation. Can you imagine how many of us would be trying to clean up our messes then? But definitely,
right.
Like Aunt Clara on Bewitched, nobody wants a camel in the living room when you don't know where to go with it. So, pardon me, you know, we have this wonderful, amazing opportunity for these blessings to come into your experience. And you, who have waited, have really fine-tuned where you want these to be in your life. And you're ready for them now. You wouldn't have been ready for them before. Good for you.
Oh, good. Thank
Absolutely.
You. Excited.
Oh, you should be. I'm excited for what's coming for you, honey. I am absolutely excited. And let me just pull a couple cards here, because I do want to say, I really feel, too, that, something about the equinox in September for you is going to be, you know what? It's actually, I want to say it's an opportunity for you to really move into that heart space that you've also been working on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah. Queen of Hearts is coming for you, honey. All about romance and being in that heart space. So honor that and know that the excitement comes first, and just about the time, you're getting your bearings with being all excited and all up there and everything, just wait, because love's coming in there too.
So good. Well,
yeah.
Yay.
Yay, exactly that. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, I am really looking forward to this year for people, I have to say. So thank you so much for calling in and sharing with me some time and light today.
Yeah, thanks, Dinah, for the call. 800-930-2819 is the number. We have a couple lines left open and a few also waiting patiently. So you want to take one more, Brenda, before the break?
Yeah, we'll do that.
All right, let's do it. Let's take Jacqueline. Jacqueline's on the road. She's around the Linwood area. Let's bring her on. Jacqueline, welcome to the show.
Hi, this is Jacqueline. Thanks for serving us today. I appreciate it.
Oh, my goodness, that's lovely. Thank you very much for sharing your light with us today, too.
Thank you. So I have a question. It's about a relationship. I am going to go on a date this Friday. I have gone out a couple of times with this gentleman. I don't know everything about him. Do we ever? But I enjoy his company. We have great conversation. I'm getting the impression through some conversation that he wants to go further as in committing and those things. That's great. But what feels odd for me, and this is probably good, I don't know, is that I don't feel the drama. I don't feel the indecision. I don't feel the panic about being in this gentle beginning with this man. And that's kind of cool. I just feel really neutral. And so I think my real question is around I don't want to know exactly what's going to happen because that's based on choice, but it's what's the energy surrounding Gary and Jackie? That's my question.
You know what? I actually feel like it's something new for both of you. I think it's a new space that neither of you have ever been in before. I think it's an incredible opportunity for the both of you to enjoy some new skin, so to speak, and really get a feel for this new space that you're both in. Now, I don't think there's any pressure here at all. I just feel like this is very comfortable and very much a space of let's just see where this goes right now before we start putting, you know, the wedding bells together kind of idea. But I do really feel this is a beautiful opportunity for the two of you to kind of just explore new space within the relationship areas that you've both grown. And just he's done some work on himself recently, and, you know, you've done a lot of work on yourself, too. And this is what the universe has offered you, an opportunity to try something new. Here's a new flavor. Try this out and see how you like it. And whether you stay with it or not, you know, again, it's about free will. It's about choice. And it's about what you're feeling. I mean, if you're feeling, you know, as long as you're not feeling like this is not right for you and you're not, you know, you're not honoring that, then definitely I would say explore. See where it is. Just because you might not have any pull or any, you know, drama to draw you in or anything, actually that's a wonderful thing, isn't it? The lack of drama.
It is very wonderful. Refreshing.
I'll say, what a concept. Absolutely. So,
exactly.
You know, enjoy that space.
Yeah, yeah. I think the awkwardness is not being wanting that and having that, being in that, and being okay in that. And I feel okay in that. And so it's kind of like, wait, is there something I'm not seeing? And it's like, just relax, Jackie. Just relax. And so it's pretty joyful and simple. And I don't want to mess with it moving pieces around. I just want to be in it.
And you've learned how to refrain from overanalyzing. This is an opportunity for you to apply that lesson from the past year into this present situation and not overanalyze. Just go with the flow.
Yeah, that's a tiring lifestyle. I think I'm ready to retire from that. There's no pension that I got from it either. So
No, there is not.
Yeah. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, so congratulations for your new space.
Thank
it's
you.
Wonderful.
Thank you. And thanks again for your service. Have a good day.
You as well, my dear. Blessings to you.
Yeah, thank you very much for calling in. Lines are open, 800-930-2819. And Brenda Thine's taking your call on the Dr. Pat Show, who she's filling in for the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And we'll be right back with more. Judge, can you forgive someone or will
you hold a grudge? If you or anyone you love has a degenerative or bulging disc, you need to know the doctors at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. For bulging discs of the back and neck, they use the DRX-9000 spinal decompression machine. It gently creates negative pressure on the specific degenerated disc that allows the body to naturally repair itself. No drugs and no surgery. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net to learn more about spinal decompression at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Step into more inner and outer leadership in all facets of your life. This means being the CEO of your own destiny. Imagine a life of what you say goes. Lynn Brown, the host of Winning at the Game of Life, is going to help you activate the power in being present, owning your space, and harnessing all of your energy during her full-day workshop. Own your leadership, own your life. Get ready to own your body, your relationships, your work, and your life. Lynn and co-facilitator Wendy Wolf have teamed up for a body and spirit experience that will transform you forever. Every person will receive two 20-minute sessions of body or aura work, amazing content, and a full one-hour healing session with Lynn or Wendy. Lunch is included. Space is limited. Sign up early and get an additional 20-minute session included. To register or for more information, contact Lynn at ruintuit.com or call 844-BE-INTUIT. Workshop is January 31st, 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. in downtown Bellevue.
Put a little
woohoo
in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little
woohoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Be a leader as a way of life. Reclaim leadership over your domain with Ascended Master Moses. Meditation workshop led by Wendy R. Wolf and Lynn Brown. Friday, January 30th at the Key Center Building in Bellevue. Live out your unique and significant role in this lifetime for the betterment of your soul as well as the universe as a whole. Come practice opening to your inner voice. Be the difference only you can make in your world. To register, go to healgrowshine.com or email Wendy at wendyrwolf.com. Happiness can be a long and lonesome ride. Yes, it's hard to steer yourself without that someone else.
Take the lead. Mm-hmm. Hi. Welcome back. I'm filling in for Dr. Pat today. This is Brenda Thine you're listening to. And this is Transformation Talk Radio. I just love talking. And so here I am talking to you today. We are chatting about this year, 2015, and how we are all in for some incredible abundance, and we have all manifested magic and miracles, and believe you me, they are coming for people. It's about learning, to applying the lessons we've learned as well in order to see those magical miracles coming to us. So we've had some callers, and we've been doing some mini readings, and I thank you all for sharing time and light with me today. I have one caller left to chat with, and then I'm just going to do a quick little summary, and we are done for the day. So let's have this next caller.
Sure, let's do that. Let's bring on Sheila, calling in from Whidbey Island this time, not Whidbey, Ontario.
Awesome.
Sheila, welcome to the show.
Hi. I was driving, and I was just drawn to turn on the radio, and there you were, and I got this tingle in my body, and I knew I needed to talk to you.
True.
So I'm thrilled. Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can. Thank you so much for calling in, Sheila.
Thank you. I've gone through a major transformation in my life over the last year and a half, and I'm just curious as to what your sense is about moving forward.
Well, I have to say, after a slight amount of recuperative time that you've taken recently, get yourself back up on your feet and grab a coffee, because it's all coming for you. You are going to be busy, 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 and you're going to want the go juice to get yourself through all of it, because you have done an amazing amount of work, I have to say. And you just went with spirit. When spirit said, do this, you did it. When you know... Next thing you know, you're doing that. The next thing you know, you're doing that. And you just kept going with the flow. I have to say, you know what? That is so amazing and so brave. Because you didn't know where you were going half the time.
Well, I was kind of brought to my knees, so I felt as though there was nothing to do but to follow spirit.
You got to surrender, right? And you did.
It was a surrender. And my husband's gone through some changes as well physically, and so it leaves me with some anxiety, but just was wondering what you saw in that realm, too.
I see that you're in a space right now that's going to allow you some comfort, some relaxed time, some a little bit more of the recuperative time as well, just so that you can keep things moving gently in your experience, right, in your home and in your personal life as well. But I have to say, be aware of where you take yourself. You go into a lot of areas where there's a lot of harsh energy, and what happens is it wears you down, and when you come home, you feel depleted, and you don't know why, and you just feel like you want to stay away from everything for quite a while. I want to say that's all about you just needing to learn how to protect yourself and to keep yourself away from some of those energies that don't necessarily uplift you. Nothing wrong with being discerning when it comes to where we are placing ourselves. It's actually our responsibility as a soul down here to be in a place that is honoring of ourselves, right? Absolutely honoring. So just know that for the next little while, you've got some more gentle kind of coasting time, but then it's going to get very busy. It's going to get very busy.
Any idea of the... because I wasn't wanting busy. When do you see that shift?
Not till the end of the summer. No, you'll be fully prepared for it by then. It's a good busy. It's the kind of busy you haven't felt excited about in a long time.
Lovely. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. If you give contact of how we can contact you directly, that'd be great.
Awesome. Yes, and thank you so much for asking. It's the first time this show I've actually managed to get it out. So you can find me at brendafine.com. And I thank you, Sheila, for calling in and sharing that time and light with me. Please do give me a call or contact me through my website, brendafine.com. You can find me on Facebook under my name or Connections Resource Center. As well, you can look up the messages from Merlin. Those are messages that are channeled every day or just about every day from Merlin the Magician, the Druid Wizard energy that is so insightful with magic and miracles, that he offers the most incredible enlightening information for people. So you can find me, like I said, online there, brendafine.com. Look me up, check me out, and give me a call or contact me through email. I want to mention quickly, I'm having a Mind, Body, and Spirit Expo in Whitby, Ontario at the Knights of Columbus Hall. That's January 25th. We've got some healers and some readers and some wonderful people, all like myself. Awesome lights, I have to say. Every one of them, and I'm blessed to have them all in my life, and I am grateful for everything that's going on in my life and the magic and miracles that are coming my way as well. So if you're interested, that's 11 to 4 on Sunday, January 25th at the Knights Columbus Hall in Whitby, Ontario on Brock Street at 133 Brock Street. South. Also, I'm offering a special on readings because we're off to such a grateful start. We have a deal, so please check out the Facebook page to find out how you can have a reading and gift one to someone else for a special grateful price. And it's all wonderful. Once again, brendafine.com. And I thank you so much for tuning in to this wonderful opportunity to find some gratitude and hear about some things that we are able to be grateful for and looking forward to being to be able to experience in our life over the next little while. Welcome to 2015, folks. It is going to be an incredible year for everybody. Thank you for tuning in to this particular radio show. I look forward to the next one, which is coming up in February, just before Valentine's Day. I'm going to have a guest with me, and we are going to make connections to the other side for those loved ones that you have just missed and wanted to chat with and wanted to connect with, and so that'll be next month. So stay tuned for the next Connections Radio show in February. Ah, it's going to be an amazing year, folks, and I am very excited for everyone. One last moment, I will give a final message here, and it's really about being strong and holding our own, standing tall and strong, and recognizing that we are magnificent beings, and in that we are magnificent creations, and in that we can make creations that are magnificent as well and enjoy them to the fullest. Work your potential, folks. Enjoy this particular year and this time of manifestation of abundance, and I look forward to chatting with you all next time. And again, check me out online. Look me up on Facebook, Messages from Merlin, Connections Resource Center, or Brenda Fine, and that's brendafine.com as well. On that note, I will let you go shortly for the next show to begin, and have yourself a grateful day, and that's grateful with an 8, as this year is all about the vibration of 8. Abundance, infinite supply, magic, miracles, and manifestation. Thank you so much for tuning in to Connections Radio Show. I'm Brenda Fine. We'll catch you next time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Bye now.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference, February 12th through the 16th. This year's theme is I Am We, Hearts Connecting Communities, with special guests Jean Shinoda Bolin, healer Patty Conklin, Penny Pierce, and over 40 experiential life-changing workshops and inspiring evenings, all individually priced for you to create your unique conference. Evenings open to men. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org.
Register for a half-day workshop and bring a friend for 40% off.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at brendathine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.